Swalwell, Republicans condone Donald Trump's threats of violence with their silence. By Pam Key on September 20, 2022. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, said Monday on SiriusXM's The Dino Bay Dallas show that Republicans through their silence condone former President Donald Trump's threats of violence. Obey Dallas said, "In the last 7 days, you had Donald Trump threaten. If he's indicted, that we're gonna see problems in this country like of the which, perhaps we've never seen before. We've seen some bad things in this country." He added, "This is the leader of the Republican Party. And it seems that, I haven't heard any GOP people denounce this, leaders denounce this. What is your reaction, as a former prosecutor? This kind of looks like a veiled threat." Swalwell said, "Yeah, no. There he goes again, inciting violence. This feels very much like that, you know, 2 a.m. tweet he sent. Where he said, come to the country's capital on January 6th, will be wild. And then went on for the next, you know, 15 days. To say that you know, if you don't fight for your country, you're not gonna have a country. Well, he's saying here, if he's indicted to the Department of Justice, he has the power to unleash more violence." He continued, "And that's in line, Dean, with where the Republican Party is now. They are so out of alignment with mainstream America, where they can't win the majority of votes in elections that they now are more comfortable with violence than voting because that's their only path to enacting their political agenda." Swalwell added, "They can't enact it through, you know, a majority rule system, so they have to do it through violence. The worst part of that is, you just said is, it's crickets, right? There's no serious Republican who is denouncing this. You know, and so in their silence, like Kevin McCarthy and others, they are condoning this. Through their silence, they condone Donald Trump's threats of violence. And that creates a green light for anyone in a country where people are armed to the teeth to take up arms against their government." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.